Happy June super full moon, the strongest super full moon of 2022. We still will have another one next month, but this is the strongest point, and we're coming into the solstice too. And you can upgrade what is needed most for you right now. That's right. That's the energy that's here. We came out of a long past few months of really being put to the grind on many, many levels as we went through our Mercury retrograde and all the planetary alignments that have caused us to really go deep and look at what tangled up threads of our life need it to be untangled, revealed, cut loose, shown a new way, surface for restoring in a new way. Restoring. That's the word, restoring. When you go to the original meanings of our word, they were actually energetic imprints, relays to each other. So restoring, this is what we've been under. That's what Mercury retrograde had a lot of power in, is looking at, okay, what needs to have a whole new story so it can restore in a whole new way, which is where we're at today. A rapidly shifting world is happening. And it can be overwhelming if we're not clear because of all that's stirring up and happening individually and collectively. It can incite confusion. And I want to encourage you to not let your heart and soul get buried in the chaos, noise, and shifting grounds of tomorrow. Worrying about tomorrow. Leaning too far in the future over energies, events that might not even occur or that aren't even happening, or that you're being asked to contribute, co-create in a whole new way starting right now, today. And because this energy is so big and boosting, just like the moon, and it represents whether you're in the Northern hemisphere or you're in the Southern hemisphere, it'll still mirror back what you're being called to do at this time in your life. So in the Northern hemisphere, it is the summer solstice that we're coming into. So this full moon is big, it's bright, it's illuminating, it's looking at what needs to go and what needs to be filled in with new light of dreams, new possibilities, new visions. If you're in the Southern hemisphere, then it's the winter solstice. And this is about getting clear on the seeds that need to be planted. And they're both about activating dreams. One, in the Northern hemisphere, where it's the summer solstice, this is about going out, getting into action, really having your path lit up on where you need to go, seeing it all laid out. And if you're in the Southern hemisphere, this is about more of an inwardly clear, precise planting time. And why these two solstices are important at this super full moon time is because it's the energy that we're taking right now and moving in with our place and understanding and timelines in the world. This is why I'm doing the solstice life visioning party, life vision board building, or life vision books. I'm going to teach you how. There's two different ways you can do it, so you can find what works for you. We use a feng shui bagua so that we hit all the areas and it helps organize in an easy way. It's a 2-hour party, celebration, creation, together in community and having fun and getting it done. And there's power in this because it ignites a clarity, a connection, a creation for at this exact time of what wants to come through and begins to materialize it into form, into reality, tapping into the quantum possibility, matching up what's ready to manifest. So the energy we have here at this time of this super full moon and just the cycle and season that's opening up right now is about the personal revolution that's ready for you. So what needs to be revealed right now that's ready for your personal revolution? This means a radical shift that's ready for an upgrade in your life. Yes, an upgrade. Ready to up level, expand. Is it health, relationships, purpose, career path, finances, self-honoring, activism, meaning, and momentum? What is that calling forth expansion asking of you right now? Because it's getting spotlighted. You're feeling it. And I want you to honor it. So the three focus steps for the June super full moon is number one, spotlight a supercharged shift. The super moon highlights the bright light of what is here now and ready for a shift with clear focus. What is being called forward for you is being spotlighted into focus. Run toward it. The energy is here to support a supercharged shift. That is right. I'm going to say it again. Run towards it. This is the time of the movement towards it. This is the time of clearly committing to it, because there is an energy right now that'll carry you. All that you've been through these past few months, where it has felt stuck or stifled or slowing down, you know, this has been some of the different energetic working outs that have been getting that clarity coming forth, stirring up that readiness for no more, or yes, this is it. Whatever it is for you, whatever way you're feeling it, lean in to that release that is ready. Lean into it. Go all in on it. Name and claim your season ahead. Because the second focus is to receive abundant rewards. There are blessings ready to reach you. So reach is such a power word. It's when something's not here yet. It's funny because this has been a long-standing understanding in my family of when something's missing, something's lost, you say reach, 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 and you ask for it. That's why I use it in a lot of the mantras, because it's an ancient power word. Recently, I know my beloved partner had lost his aura ring when we were out of town staying somewhere, that if he didn't find it, he didn't know if he'd get it back. And I'm like, say reach, reach, reach. Where's my aura ring? Well, he ended up leaving before he had time to go down and do that. So I went down there and I'm like, reach, reach, reach. Where's Jack's aura ring? Sure enough, this is after a day and a half of him tearing up the room. And then it just popped right into reality, sitting there like it had been sitting there all along and wasn't hiding. It was kind of crazy. So whether it was help from the words or other forces unknown to me, I have no idea. I just know it worked. So the point of this story is that there are blessings ready to reach you. How open are you to receiving them? There is a holy, blessed yes. What needs your trust, faith, and focus with a wholehearted yes? Let me say that again so you can really receive it, and I want it to reach you. What needs your trust, faith, and focus with a wholehearted yes? Because what we want to do in this full moon and the ritual is you want to clear out whatever's old that's getting in the way, because it's going to bump up against whatever's new that wants to come in. We have experienced many of these crosswaters just recently where there's these edges that want to expand, those tender edges of growth that we're at right now. And they're butting up against the fears that were of the past and the path that has led us to this point through patterns, conditioning, experiences, and trauma. And whenever we're moving, making room for the new to come through, the crosswaters is the fears kick up of the past. And they're being kicked up to clear them, give them a final clearing so there's more space for the new. So many times when we're clear and we're working our program and we're like, why is this showing up again? I want you to hold it in a more self-honoring space of like, oh, I get this. there's new coming in right now. And now the old is presenting so it could be cleared out. Just look at it like clutter, and I'm not minimizing it, but in a room, when you're making space for something new because you've have ordered a whole new arrangement that's going to occupy the space, a whole new way of being, a whole new way of living, a whole new remodel, let's say. Well, there's this time where the old has to be cleared so there's more space for the new. That's what we're at right here. This super full moon is coming off of the intensity that these last several months, last several years have brought us to this point. And it's all about the clarity, the connection, the vision, the true path, the timeline, the transformation that is ready and ripe and here, ready to blossom in your holy, blessed yes. So the third focus is move forward for the future. It's now time to move and take the necessary right action. The edges of your expansion are calling you. Do you hear it? You feel it. It's a stirring. It's a knowing. And can it feel uncomfortable right now? Yes, it can. Welcome it as the container that you've been held in is now expanding. And you're no longer going to be confined by the comfort zone of what was known. Now go there with Godspeed. Let the movement take place. I love that word, Godspeed. I had an editor who worked for me for 18 years on my health news and views newspaper, the company that I owned. And every time she gave me back my copy edited, she always signed it with Godspeed. And that word just began to take on a momentum to me of what it means. And I use it in the 21-day miracle stream and prosperity pathway is Godspeed. This is where we're getting into, you want to call it the quantum field. It's that you will be supported. You will be carried with help beyond yourself. This is where you're getting into that connection with the universal loving presence, the source of life, God, the divine order, that when you are on that true trajectory for the future that's ready for you to walk forward in your own right action, in your holy blessed yes, Godspeed will begin to carry you and take you and bring you help, and bring you sources, and bring you what I call miraculous impact in ways you don't even know until you begin. Use this boosting super moon time to create your ritual of release. That's right, make space. Give yourself the answers that are ready to be lived into your life with clear, pure, straightforward, inspired intention. Let your soul speak, pen to paper, antenna to God, to the universal loving presence, to the quantum field of possibility that's ready to meet you in ways beyond what you know yet. Let's go there. I'm right here with you, cheering you on for the blossoming of your holy blessed yes that's ready for you. This super moon is a strawberry full moon, and it represents the blossoming fruit of life that holds the sweet nectar to nourish your next move, to nourish what is ready to grow and bear fruit for you. So much goodness and support. Join me for the Summer Solstice Life Visioning Party. I will be giving a workbook to help bring in clear your vision that you want to do. And also want to invite you to any one of these 21-day mantra experiences for whatever you need right now in your life, whatever you're going for. We have the 21 days of manifesting money. We have the 21-day prosperity pathway. We have the 21 days of nourishing worthiness and the 21 days of the miracle stream. They're all fantastic programs. For those that have taken all of those 21 days, it is amazing watching the quantum multiplying blessings just pouring into their life. This is about getting into the stream and the energy that is here for you, ready to support you, holding you in the highest light of this super full moon for all the dreams, hopes, desires, and true, holy, blessed yeses that are ready to come forward at Godspeed into your life. Namaste, my beautiful one. Namaste.